This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The National Bison Range in northwest Montana is one step closer to being fully managed by the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Aaron Bolton reports the U.S. Interior Department put the 19,000 acres of land into trust last week.
The transfer of the land out of the National Wildlife Refuge System into tribal control is part of the CSKT Water Compact passed by Congress last year. The land will still be owned by the federal government, but placed in trust for the tribes. That means the land will be under management of the tribes for the first time since 1908, when the federal government took the land from the Flathead Indian Reservation. The tribes began to take over management of the bison range late last year. Tribal officials will manage the range with operational and financial support from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service over the next 2 years. CSKT will eventually fully fund management and conservation of the range. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled Alaska Native corporations are eligible for shares of coronavirus relief funds set aside for tribes last year. Tribes across the country, including some in Alaska, sued over their inclusion. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr has more.
$450 million in emergency aid were on the line. That aid was set aside for tribes in last year's CARES Act. The question was whether for-profit Alaska Native corporations, which manage land and resources on behalf of tribes in that state, are eligible for a cut. The court ruled that those corporations do count as tribes for the narrow purpose of the CARES Act funding. Stanford law professor Elizabeth Reese says that means millions less in funding for tribes in the lower 48, but the ruling is limited to this particular aid package.
The outcome that everyone was the most worried about, that the definition of Indian tribe would be totally upended overnight, did not happen.
Reese says it's not yet clear whether the ruling will have broader effects on how funding and services are distributed throughout Indian country. I'm Savannah Marr.
The Navajo Nation is encouraging its citizens to take advantage of the Federal Communications Commission's Emergency Broadband Benefit Program. Households may be eligible for a discount of $75 a month and a one-time discount of up to $100 on a computer or tablet. During a virtual town hall Monday, FCC Acting Chair Jessica Rosenworcel says the program helps households with broadband affordability. She says the pandemic has shown the need for home internet for education, jobs, and health care.
One of the things this crisis has also demonstrated to us with painful clarity is that there are a lot of people in this country who don't subscribe to broadband at home because it's costly, because they're putting a priority on transportation or groceries or rent or any of the other bills that all of us have to pay.
Eligibility includes people who have lost jobs or reduced income during the pandemic, those who receive Medicaid or SNAP benefits, whose children are on lunch programs, or Pell Grant recipients. Residents are encouraged to enroll in the emergency broadband program through an approved provider. During the town hall, Navajo officials highlighted reservation-wide efforts to help close the digital divide, including more than 90 communities taking part in the federal E-rate program for affordable internet for schools and libraries. They're also exploring other ways to expand broadband across the vast reservation. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.